This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the show. Kate Delaney broadcasting from San Diego, California. Wow, sad news about the coronavirus as the death toll continues to climb and the questions arise among so many Americans as to how safe are we here in the United States. We'll talk about that. Also, we've got the word or the rumor that William Barr has considered resigning over the president's interference in the Justice Department matters. Wow, that's really big. And how about the president commuting Blagojevich's sentence, the former governor of Illinois, and Governor Rod? So much was made about what he did, and he pardoned a couple of other white-collar criminals. So that was a story that a lot of people were talking about, certainly. And the president decided to use those powers to commute those sentences, if you will. And one of them was the former Illinois governor who was accused of attempting to sell a U.S. Senate seat. Trump announced on midday, I guess, on Tuesday, that he had commuted the prison sentence of the former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, easy for me to say, a Democrat who served 8 years, because people forget that, of a 14-year sentence for that pay-to-play charge. And the president has been certainly weighing that move since 2008. What he said, and one of the things that he talked about, was he felt like he had done his time. So that was obviously pretty interesting news to come out of Washington, D.C. Now, I think the most interesting thing on the day, of course, is the fact that you have the attorney general, at least the rumors, that he's considering resigning over the president's, like I said, interference in the Justice Department ongoing matters that are happening. So William Barr, what specifically is being said? He said in an interview with ABC News just last week, if you remember, that the president's tweets and statements on the work were making his job impossible at the DOJ concerning the DOJ, but the president backed his attorney general, you know, up in comments on Tuesday, even though he was hearing the same thing. He said, "I have total confidence in my AG," he told reporters before he bounced out of Washington for California. He said, "I think he's doing an excellent job. He's a strong guy." And he said, "I do make his job harder. I do agree with that. I think that's true." And Barr was at the White House on Tuesday for a lunch with the White House counsel. So he was around, but the president was on his way out anyway. So it's interesting. The Justice Department is not saying, you know, really much of anything on that matter. And I think I'm not surprised by that, because what are they going to say? Really, the DOJ doesn't say much of anything when anything comes up on any of these Sunday swirl interviews on whatever ABC, NBC, whatever network you want to pick. And anything politically speaking that becomes too much of a hot potato, they run in the opposite direction. All right, the global death toll, to me, as we kick things off here on the left coast, is the fact that the death toll now is above 2,000, but that's worldwide. So when you think about this starting in China, it's infected more than 75,000 people, over 1,000 cases outside of mainland China. That's what's scary. And we still have the floating disease ship, the Diamond Princess, in Japan. And they started to disembark after a 14-day quarantine, which was crazy. A total number of cases, 545 of that virus, were linked to the ship. So what are they going to do? I said this all along on these shows, if you remember last week. How can, you know, what can you do? You can't have those people get off, but then they're stuck and they're infecting each other. So the U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, said we need to just have an open sharing of research on this virus. In fact, what he is quoted as saying is, we hope that every country that has information, including China, will be completely open and transparent. It took us too long to get the medical experts into the country because we, of course, were sending medical experts there. And then the World Health Organization praised the Chinese government for what they're doing to contain the epidemic, but the U.S. and China have clashed over how best to deal with the coronavirus because we're concerned about, obviously, what's happening in the United States and how many people have been infected. And with the cases outside of China hitting 1,000 and the amounts climbing with the death toll, I mean, you know, listen, in Canada, they had a chartered airplane that is evacuating Canadian citizens from the Diamond Princess on its way, that flight leaving Tokyo on Thursday. So, you know, it still comes down to the crews, the people who were on the cruise, where the numbers of cases are spiking, and when can they possibly figure out what kind of a vaccine, what kind of antidote they're going to use for this. And I said this the other day, knowing doctors and researchers and having had so many on the show, this isn't a lickety-split thing, even though it's an emergency. There are some really smart people, frankly, working on this, but it is not going to happen overnight. It's just not going to happen. All right, I wanted to talk about one other thing right here at the top, because so many people are talking about the NASCAR driver who had that horrible crash. I mean, just terrifying to see it. And it's 19 years since Dale Earnhardt actually crashed at Daytona. And I remember how shocking that crash was and how sad it was, the aftermath. Well, this is a driver, if you're not familiar with NASCAR, Ryan Newman is his name, and a lot of people are talking about this, whether they know NASCAR or not. And Newman, again, is awake and speaking with family and doctors, so that's good. He's in Daytona Beach, and his family said they have gotten just a massive outpouring from across the country, and they're incredibly grateful for that. I mean, this is a racer who's 42 years old, and he had taken the lead in the final lap of the 500 on Monday night when Ryan Blaney hit his bumper, and that caused him to spin into the outside wall. His car bounced off the wall, flipped into the air, and then dropped back down in front of another car, and he was unable to avoid it, and his car was hit, and he landed upside down. It skidded, you know, Newman's car skidded on the roof of another car, and there was a shower of flames and sparks, and it just was really frightening to see this. And I think people were holding their breath that were at and around the track thinking this wasn't, you know, he wasn't going to survive this. So the good news is that, yes, he's surviving it, and he's talking, and you know, then you go from there for that whole recovery process. But it was really eerie to see it because, like I said, it reminded you so much of Dale Earnhardt's crash, and that crash, of course, was horrific and ended in the end of his life, frankly, from that just awful, awful, awful. All right, one last thing, and the last thing is that the A380 Super Jumbo jet has been pulled apart for souvenirs. I saw a picture of this today, and I don't know if it was the USA Today or on CNN or whatever, but I thought it was wild. The A380 fans are trying to get pieces of that for a souvenir, like I said, and it's been retired. So, you know, this is it for the whole thing. So Airbus is a thing of the past, and people are trying to get pieces of it to use them for keychains or collector's items or whatever. Pieces of a plane. All right, stay with us. Mailbag next.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Welcome back, everybody. Kate Delaney again, broadcasting from San Diego, California. Tons of email. Thanks to all of you for that. If you have any thoughts, you can always flip them to me day or night, 24/7, no calories, calorie-free. Go to katedelaneyradio.com. All right, let's take this one. This one is from Ann, and Ann says, Kate, I saw the thing about Barr and something about him possibly resigning because of what's happened with the Department of Justice and some tweets. Is this a true story? Well, I brought this up, and I brought up your email because, yes, there's some conversation over that. The Washington Post, in fact, broke the news, and it's a lot of crazy developments involving the president and the DOJ, and Barr apparently not happy about it and saying that the president should stop weighing in on these criminal cases handled by the Justice Department because it makes his job trickier. And then the president told reporters he does make his job harder. He agrees with it, but he has confidence in the Attorney General. So I don't know if he'll resign. I mean, does it get to the point where he's had enough and doesn't like that? That's what he's saying. He's saying that because of the things, the constant reaction, the four attorneys who worked on the Roger Stone case and all that that happened, that the tweets were putting him in awkward situations. So what I could say to that is stay tuned. It wouldn't be shocking if he decided he was going to resign, let's put it that way. But the president is saying that he backs him 100%. And then Blagojevich getting pardoned and a couple of other people, of course, made huge news. So that prompted Big Al to say, Kate, pardon. That is the power of being the president. And we certainly know that Roger Stone or anyone else, when they are sentenced, they have the possibility of being pardoned. Did you see that Blagojevich was pardoned? Yeah, he did 8 years, though. So he did get the get out of jail card free, I guess. and he's the former Illinois governor, and he was convicted of trying to sell Barack Obama's Senate seat. Remember, he went into federal prison in 2012. It was supposed to be 14 years, and Blagojevich was somebody who was on The Apprentice, and the president thought he was treated very, very unfairly, so he gets a pardon. And the White House also said they were going to pardon Eddie DeBartolo Jr., someone I interviewed a few times back in my sports in California days. He's the former owner of the San Francisco 49ers. He was involved in the gambling fraud case. Also, he pardoned former New York Police Commissioner Bernard Kirk, and also Michael Milken, but they're both out of prison, but he gave him a pardon. And he hasn't decided what to do with, you know, Roger Stone, Paul Manafort, or Michael Flynn. So there was nothing there. It was those that I just mentioned that got the pardon. All right, here's another one. This one is from Mac, who listens to us on KVOI in Tucson. Kate, the coronavirus, how fast is it spreading? Well, they say it could be 20 times deadlier than the flu, because remember I talked about how the flu was so deadly. And now that the rapid rate that it's spreading, 2.3% is what the Chinese are saying. And the flu death rate in the United States is 0.1%, according to the CDC. So the coronavirus death rate is still a little bit below SARS overall, but the death rate keeps climbing. And It is scary, and there is the mad scramble. I talked about this, to try to get an antidote, to come up with something, a way to stop it. And as we know, when you're off in that mode and you're trying to deal with it and figure out the spread, which was like a rat-like animal, is what they're saying in China, they're doing the best they can. All right, as we continue here on the mailbag. This one comes to us from Jake, and Jake says, Kate, I was a Boy Scout, and I was shocked when I was driving around and I heard a little blip about this bankruptcy thing. What do you know about that? Well, they filed for bankruptcy protection on Tuesday. And why is that? That their membership's declining. They've had all these child sexual abuse allegations. The Boy Scout faces 275 abuse lawsuits, and potentially an additional 1,400 cases to come. So what option do they have? They have to file for that protection, because they don't have, their survival rates are not good. I mean, there's even speculation that the Boy Scouts of America could go down, that they might not be able to make it, because they have the declining, you know, membership, and because of all the lawsuits and everything that has happened. So yeah, it's very, 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 very sad. All right, let's move on to something else. I'm trying to ping back and forth, because as I said, I'm in San Diego and broadcasting live from San Diego. So I mentioned the pardons, and I mentioned William Barr, and then, of course, many of you chiming in through the email about that. I also got an interesting email a couple of days ago, talking about the whole thing of, had I tried the chicken sandwich challenge, the Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A, and did I think that was a made-up thing? Of course I think it was a made-up thing, because if I'm a franchise owner of either one of those places, I'm excited, because it becomes a thing and people are trying to do the comparison tests. So it was tailor-made for... It was tailor-made for that. And I haven't tried the Popeyes chicken sandwich, but I certainly in my lifetime have had my share of Chick-fil-A sandwiches, and I guess I'll have to try that, because now I've gotten so many different emails about that. I'm kind of curious as to whether it is better or tastes better or not. So see, I get sucked into it just as easy as anybody else. And I got this one, too, from Shar, who says, Do you think that when you look at the economy, that the economy is as robust as what is being said? Well, I think the economy is robust when you are making a lot of money and you're in a good position. And do you have dual incomes? Do you have just someone making a whopping salary with 401k benefits and that kind of stuff? And then if on the other extreme, for the part-time jobs where they're minimum wage or whatever, there are certainly readily those available. And I don't know if that's what you're getting at, but I said this before, if the economy's strong and you're trying to look at the economy as an indicator of the presidency, that's one of the things that has gotten the last three presidents reelected. So that's something that definitely people look at, is what's in your wallet. I mean, if you're doing well and you feel happy with the way the economy is going, because personally it affects you in a positive light, well, then you're going to look favorably at who's running the country. That's how it is. And traditionally, that's the way it's been, that people are, when the people are employed and they're making great money and they have savings and they've got means for retirement, they're excited about it. All right, how about this one? This one comes in from Bob, who says, you usually talk a lot about the weather. I haven't heard you talk about the weather because there is some horrific flooding that's happening. Yeah, I escaped any kind of flooding, by the way. San Diego. And yes, where people are listening to us in Mississippi, there's been heavy, heavy rain in the south, and they're talking about 5 inches of rain in some cases, and in the past 10 days, 5 to 7 inches of rain, and the amount of rain falling in the south is crazy. They're talking about drier weather is likely on Wednesday, but in some of the hard-hit areas of Mississippi and also eastern Louisiana and parts of Alabama, it's pretty tough. In fact, the Mississippi governor, Tate Reeves, said the floodwaters were forecasted to recede on Tuesday in the Jackson area, but they go downstream because people forget that's what happens. So then that creates problems along a place called the Pearl River, which is just south of Jackson. And I know we have a lot of listeners listening to us in that area, and it's really tough when you're dealing with it. I was looking at some of the photographs of this historic flooding in these large portions of the south, and especially Mississippi, and you just see beautiful houses or all kinds of houses where it looks like they're almost floating because the water is just that high, and then you get those aerial views and it's shocking. And then of course it's about rescuing people and getting them out of some of those neighborhoods. So let's hope the waters recede, and that the Pearl River, which could be disastrous, let's hope that people are certainly evacuated if they're in anywhere where it's close to any of this. All right, stay with us, much more coming your way next.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has been issuing pardons, one to former San Francisco 49ers owner Edward DeBartolo Jr. Former 49ers stars Jerry Rice, Ronnie Lott, and Charles Haley were at the White House for the signing ceremony. Also, Junk Bond King Michael Milken was also pardoned, along with a few others. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is commuting the prison sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich.
He'll be able to go back home with his family after serving 8 years in jail. That was a tremendously powerful, ridiculous sentence in my opinion.
President talking with reporters at Joint Base Andrews before leaving for California. The president also talks about pardoning former New York Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik.
I just pardoned Bernie Kerik, a man who had many recommendations from a lot of good people.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm happy to announce that the 14-day quarantine imposed on 195 passengers on a flight from China to March Air Reserve Base has been completed, and everyone within the cohort passed their health screening.
All right, so that's the word on the coronavirus in this short edition of For Your Health. Kate Delaney telling you that coronavirus is so bloody scary, and that is, luckily, the good news that some people are getting to go home after being quarantined, thank goodness. But what's really crazy is the latest confirmed coronavirus patient in the U.S. was mistakenly discharged from a San Diego hospital because of a lab error. That's what the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say. So this patient was among three evacuees from China placed in isolation, got tested at UC San Diego Medical Center last week, showed signs of the coronavirus. An initial round of tests came back negative. The people returned to quarantine site at the Marine Corps Air Station base in Miramar. But then the testing revealed that one of them was infected, which, oh my. They say the blood samples from the three patients were inadvertently omitted from a large test run because they were incorrectly labeled. Yikes! Whoops! We labeled the blood wrong. It happens. So they did this informal all-negative notification once they were tested, and then they realized that they found one of them tested positive. So they immediately got that out to the CDC teams to take those precautions because of the quarantine, you know, patients, including the three. And then they got to, I mean, obviously now this is something they got to worry about and make sure it's labeled correctly. 13 people in the U.S. have gotten sickened by the coronavirus since the beginning of the outbreak. Now more than 1,000 people have died at the epicenter, this city in China, and we've got a global toll, too, that's happening, even though it's mostly concentrated, of course, in China. The concern is how easily this spreads and, you know, what happens if you don't have protection. So, for example, like the patient that left the hospital, they have to wear a mask. They're escorted by the feds. They have protection. It's just that dangerous and how easy you can pick it up. But boy, mislabeling the blood, duh. That's, I mean, like I said, accidents happen. It's unfortunate. But for goodness sake, there's misinformation already about the coronavirus and how rapidly it's spreading and what we need to know about it. So what do you need to know about the coronavirus? Okay, I mentioned one thing. Numbers count. And numbers count in this case, 1,000 dead. In China, wow, the highest, 100 people died in one day. The coronavirus on that cruise ship in the port of Yokohama doubled earlier this week to 135. And there's debate. What do they do with these 3,700 people quarantined? What do they do with them? Because you've got Americans. You've got one of the Americans that is tested positive for it. He's with his wife. He's locked up in his, basically, in his estate room. They come out every 4 days to get air, and that's it. And they're even worried about that. And it's so easy, because it can be the common cold can trigger this thing. And think about how quickly that can pass from person to person. So I don't want to be an alarmist. I'm just giving you the true dope on this thing. And I have a couple of family members in the medical business, and I'm asking them if they're, I asked one of them today, texted back and forth, is, you know, how concerned. And the concern is to have it not spread, to lock it down in the U.S. I mean, that's the thing. And where did this initially come from? So how did this bloody thing happen in the first place? Because there's very little conversation about that. So the outbreak of this coronavirus that has nothing but mystery attached to it. And bacteria and viruses, and how do they enter the human population from an animal host? And so what they're saying is the pangolin, which is this endangered, highly, though, trafficked kind of creature. It looks kind of like an anteater and an armadillo. That's, it does. It, if you looked it up and you look up pangolin, that's what... It's got these scales, and the scales are apparently prized in traditional Chinese medicine because they're made of keratin, just like, you know, fingernails. So researchers have said the coronavirus previously identified is more closely related to this coronavirus than any other virus. So it's not clear were they live, were they dead, were they on sale in December at the seafood wholesale market? Yikes. Were half the people first identified with the virus were shopping? So is that where that viral link happened? Because ultimately, the task is to trace it and figure out where it started. You know, what about the host? And how are they capable of transmitting the infection? They can't stop the spread of the virus. So they have to know clearly where that came from. And this is the belief. that's the deal. If the virus is not sufficiently contained, because it's that contagious, then of course it becomes a global pandemic if it's not contained. So unclear. They're not mislabeling that. Unclear whether the virus can be transmitted by infected people before they show symptoms. Yikes. It's crazy. And they say that this, that I described to you, this animal, I guess I'll call it an animal, is like a cousin. They say it's a common ancestor of like the bat that mutated and evolved, and that's how you get that animal, and that's what is believed to be what is carrying the Ebola virus. And you remember HIV from chimpanzees, Ebola and Marburg from bats, MERS from camels, swine flu, and avian flus, where they came from. And bats make up about a fifth of all the mammal species, and they're basically reservoirs of viruses that can potentially infect humans. So that's what they're looking at. Why did it take until December of 2019? And you have people being around bats forever, eating bats, buying them in markets. We don't think of that in the U.S., really. But in China, absolutely. But is there an illegal animal trade? That's what the other discussion is. Is this the black market thing? Have they destroyed the evidence? Probably, if that's the case, I would imagine. Of course they would have. They would have done it. And how jacked up is that, seeing the acceleration of this thing? The answer to the question is very, 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 because this is the kind of species that they latch on to a host. They latch on to a person, and that's how they can hopscotch and transmit to other people and transmit to other people as the host, and then go on and spread it from there. And that's why you're seeing how widespread this is. And can it trigger, you know, more serious diseases? And of course, those are all the questions that are hovering around out there. The question, however, for this Tuesday into Hump Day show is, politically speaking, the numbers and who walked away from New Hampshire with the win. Narrowly, it was Bernie Sanders, but Pete Buttigieg is making a lot of noise. You can hear chants of people screaming, "President Pete, President Pete," in parts of New Hampshire. Like I said, he came in a very close second and picked up some delegates. And here's what he had to say about his stay in the Granite State.
We have momentum right now and are in a great position for a good night. But, you know, New Hampshire is a state that thinks for itself. Voters don't like to be told what to do by other states or really anybody. And so we know that we need to earn every single vote. That's why we've been working so hard doing events across the state.
Yeah, because that's the name of the game, right? You got to get out there. You got to do that knock, knock, knock. Work it every single person that you could possibly touch. Ask even President Trump about that, because I think some people were surprised at the amount of rallies he had right up until election night. In fact, on election night, where the campaign was, and think about that, the night before they were in Michigan, it is about, I think, for many of us, being the approachable candidate, being out there. And I think he's got that grassroots movement behind him. Does he get the Democratic nomination? Not so sure about that. But he could spoil it a little bit anyway for Bernie Sanders. Remains to be seen. And the Democrats have a long way to go in that process, while the president rides on the economy and, of course, rides into towns where he's a hero that he won before with all kinds of rallies leading up to Election Day. Coming up, up, we're going to talk about art and the effect it can have on you to living a longer life.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from gcnlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6000. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams, but I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. I need you read the news today.
The show, Kate Delaney. Big winner, Bernie Sanders, narrowly over Pete Buttigieg, who, if you were listening, you heard a little clip of him in our last segment. So he gets the all clear, and this one gets some of the delegates. How many delegates? You need so many to win this thing for the Democrats. But he does pick up a handful of delegates, 26% of the vote. Buttigieg, 24.4. They both pick up really 9 delegates. That's, right? That's huge, so to speak. Because you can say, oh, we won. Now on to the rest of the race. A couple of people drop out, including Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado. He's out because he realizes I'm not getting any votes. There's no way. It's too long to try to mount any kind of a big fight here. Andrew Yang, who is popular with some people because he's a brainiac and certainly knows his stuff when it comes to technology, he mounted a long shot bid. He ended his presidential run, too. And this is it for New Hampshire. On to South Carolina. And then it's a question of, ultimately, by the time we get to the summer and the convention, who is going to go up against the president, who has some very big numbers when it comes to the economy. And when people look in their wallet and their wallet is doing pretty good, they don't like to make any kind of switches. And I think some of the states that Donald Trump won the last time around are certainly in play for him again this time around, and he is visiting those states in rallies, and that's what I'm sure his campaign will continue to do as they mount that bid, keep mounting that bid for re-election. So politically speaking, since we're not talking about impeachment anymore, or State of the Union, all of that fun wild circus was last week. Now it's just business as usual. The usual chaos and confusion on the Hill. But other than that, it's just a regular day at the office, so to speak. And I guess the big thing is, Attorney General Bill Barr and what's happening there with Roger Stone and four of the prosecutors quitting on the case because it looked like they weren't happy with what happened, and Roger Stone probably being recommended for less of a sentence. We'll see what that turns out to be, and Michael Flynn might get the best deal of all. He could end up not doing any time, and this happened as Barr stepped into the middle of this, and the Department of Justice is handling what's happening. And there are cries from the Democrats, this is foul and wrong and, you know, all this sort of stuff. But the gist of it is, when you're the commander-in-chief, we don't realize, or some people don't realize, you start to dig and you start to realize, well, yeah, I mean, there's things that you can do, including the power of the pardon. So there is that, and that hangs in the balance eventually, although that certainly is in play right now. It's not in play. What is in play is what I mentioned before. I got to give you the payoff, really, to what I said. You know, if you want to live longer, it could be that you need to just go to some art museums. I thought we had to eat better and do a bunch of other things. I'm just wondering, Eric, the technical maestro for the show, Eric, are you surprised? Do you think that art museums can help you live longer?
No, I don't buy into that. I think art is very subjective, and I don't see how it could have any effect on someone's lifespan.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. You could go to a modern museum of art, and you could go see the Andy Warhol, like, for example, the MoMA in New York, and see the Andy Warhol soup cans and think, what is that about? It could stress you out. Instead of making you feel calm.
Yeah, it might shorten someone's life. Yeah,
it might shorten someone's life. So you might be surprised by this, Eric, but they did a study, and of course it was the University College London, and they had participants from the English Longitudinal Study of Aging, and they had 6,000 adult residents ages 50 or older, and, you know, everybody's looking for the fountain of youth. People pay for the fountain of youth. Let's face it. How many fillers, Botox, everything else that's out there that you can possibly rearrange your face with, or any other part of your body, by the way. So this study talked about that. What it does is, by going to theaters, museums, concerts, opera, art galleries, exhibitions, you had a 31% lower risk of dying in the follow-up period because it had a calming effect on you. So cultural activities, according to the Brits in this study, whether it's infrequently or once or twice a year, a 14% lower risk of dying during the 14-year follow-up period. Wow. So it's interesting. They had a follow-up period, and almost 30% of the participants died. Men were more likely than women to die, as were people who were older. Gee, you think? Unmarried or not living with a partner, and people who were not working with no educational qualifications. So, very strange. Of the deceased, 47% had never engaged in the arts. Meanwhile, death occurred in 26% of the people who did engage in the arts infrequently, and 18% of those who did frequently. So I guess they found out that if you go to art museums, theaters, and cultural experiences, maybe it just kind of calms you. I would think that the things that we're always told to do is, how about this, avoid overeating. Your calorie intake. How about this? Eat more nuts because of the protein, the antioxidants, and other things that are in nuts. You constantly hear that. I mean, what's his name? Dr. Oz is shoving nuts down our throats. Only 7 almonds a day, because any more than that, it's fattening. So that cancels out those calories. Count them out, people. 7 nuts for you. Just like a squirrel, you gotta hide them out. I like this one. Turmeric. That's a big anti-aging strategy. And that's because it's got this compound in it that helps. And it maintains brain, heart, lung function, and all of that. And it's been in India. You gotta think of India. They've been consuming it for thousands of years, and it's considered pretty safe. So that's one way. Staying physically active, like I mentioned, that really, at least 150-minute recommendation is really, really good if you can do that. 150 minutes per week, by the way. Don't smoke. Well, of course, now we know. I mean, smoking is going to get you. People who quit smoking by the age of 35 can prolong their lives up to 8.5 years. Moderate alcohol intake. We have certainly heard that before. Right? So what is moderate, though, is the question. And they did a study on this where it showed that men who preferred wine were 34% less likely to die earlier than those who preferred beer or spirits. Ooh, but only by a little bit. I like light beer. Oh, I used to like wine, but the tannins in it sometimes just it doesn't taste good to me. But they say it's particularly beneficial because of the antioxidants that it does have in it. But the heavier the consumption, the more problems you have. And then I love this, and I got this from Healthline, all these studies and numbers and all this that I'm throwing at you. It's not hashtag fake health news. Prioritize your happiness. So feeling happy can increase your longevity 52%. Really? A study of 180 Catholic nuns analyzed their self-reported levels of happiness when they first entered the monastery and later compared those levels to longevity. Those who felt happiest at 22 years of age were 2.5 times more likely to still be alive 6 decades later. So if you're happy in your 20s, you don't necessarily have to be a nun, but you have a good chance of living longer. That makes sense to me, right? I'm just saying. But nothing wrong with taking in some cultural activities, and for goodness sake, if it de-stresses you, more power to ya. You never know what you're going to get on this show. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can send me your thoughts. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Make it count. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while 2 passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.